Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So the other day, President Trump went to the mic and said and instructed pregnant women to avoid taking Tylenol. And I quote, "Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it. Fight like hell not to take it." But what did the data actually reveal, and what was actually the guidance that was provided by the authorities by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention? What was the guidance that was actually provided? Well, here to talk to us about it is Jeremy Nagoshian, senior fellow and economist at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He covers a lot of issues relative to health care. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Hi, glad to be here.
Well, Jeremy, you did a piece the other day and you said it's pretty simple. Don't listen to politicians, listen to your doctor. Seems like common sense should prevail, right?
Yeah, that's usually the best advice. And I think even, I think it was Vice President Vance who said something very similar.
So
to follow the doctor's recommendations.
What I don't understand, one, I'd love to find, you know, some, you follow this closely. Why was this an issue that the president wanted to come out front on himself as opposed to healthcare folks? And secondly, why now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I have the expertise to answer that question, why President Trump felt the need to get involved. But I do think his secretary of HHS, Robert F. Kennedy, I think this has been an issue for him for a long time and something he's been looking at. And, there are always studies going on of different substances, different medications to see what effects they might be having. And I think the bigger issue is that if you look at the data, the diagnoses of autism and ADHD have increased substantially over the past few decades. I mean, if you just look at a trend chart, it's just a constant increase for like 40 or 50 years. And I don't think there's really a great grasp on what is causing that. And so different people are looking at different potential causes. And I think RFK and some others are thinking maybe Tylenol, acetaminophen is one of those causes. Although, I mean, if you just look at usage, it doesn't seem like it's being used substantially more than it was 50 years ago. Or that this, even if there is some relationship, that it could possibly be the cause of the significant increase.
I always like to go to the language. I always go to the dictionary. What does a word mean? You know, because we seem to impute meaning onto words that aren't even close. So the guidance basically says that, Tylenol is an over-the-counter analgesic widely used during pregnancy. Concerns have arisen regarding possible neurodevelopment risk associated with chronic prenatal exposure and potential overuse for low-grade fevers in pregnant women. So when we talk about chronic, it's interesting that nobody ever talks about, what does that mean? I mean, does that mean you are utilizing it beyond the dosage recommendations given by physicians, and just and they say to do it for a period of time, and you're going beyond that period of time? What does that term mean there?
Yeah, well, I think you're absolutely right to have grabbed on to that usage there. That's an important word, chronic use. It's kind of the same issue with the fluoride, that in for a lot of medications, overuse can be dangerous, but normal use is perfectly safe. And I think you might find that if you're taking Tylenol all day, every day, it's going to cause problems. I mean, I think we even know that it does cause liver problems if you overuse Tylenol or any kind of acetaminophen or most drugs or any substances whatsoever, really. If you overuse them, you could cause a damage to any number of organs. And I think this new recommendations with acetaminophen is more of the same, where they're just, if you go to the official announcement on the government website, it really just says don't overuse it, only use it when it's necessary. And I think your doctor, pregnant women's doctors, are best placed to determine when it's better for you to take acetaminophen, because the risks of not taking it are even greater, and to help you control your usage so that you don't overuse it and potentially cause any kind of problems down the line.
Yeah, and just for the benefit of the listening audience, the guidance says current evidence and recommendation, evidence does not definitively establish causality, but the consistent associations raise concerns. What's interesting here is I was doing some research last night. A number of scientists are saying it's going to be hard really getting to the next level, because we do not conduct randomized trials of drug exposure during pregnancy because it's not feasible to do so. So when we think about, you know, where we are headed from here, basically what they've been doing is looking at blood in the umbilical cords that have been mm-hmm. tested, and obviously they're saying that's going to provide some evidence of something, but you know, I guess they're waiting on another way to test or whatever moving forward, because if they're not going to do the randomized trials, which is how most of these clinical studies are conducted, right, where do they go next?
Yeah, I think that's right. I want to build on that causality point. I think some people might get a little like their eyes may glaze over when researchers are talking about causality and correlation and what the difference is. But the important thing here is the study that the FDA is relying on found levels of acetaminophen in umbilical cords of newborn babies, and from that are saying, well, it seems that the levels of acetaminophen are higher for newborns who eventually develop autism, and so there's a linkage there. But what it's not is saying causation, and the question here is, we don't know if it's actually the acetaminophen that is causing autism, or if it's just maybe something else is causing fevers or the problems that require pregnant women to need more acetaminophen. So maybe some of these women are having more fevers than normal, and that's what's causing the autism later on. Or maybe they're just not metabolizing acetaminophen in the same way. But there's autism is generally understood to be a genetic disorder, and this genetics could be causing other biological changes, which would lead to a higher buildup of acetaminophen. And so when they say that there's no causation, that they haven't proven that, it's because they don't know if it's taking Tylenol that's doing it, or if something else is causing them to take more Tylenol, or if it's just a byproduct. So they can't really say X is leading to Y.
But they do know that there's a causation between a lot of this and fevers, right?
between fevers or
high fevers during pregnancy can cause neurological problems for the unborn baby. There have been studies to show that, and it's one of the reasons, they're trying to find a medication to take to so that you don't have long-term acute high fever.
Right, and I think fevers probably don't just cause neurological problems, but any number of health problems.
Yes.
For the fetus, and I think that's why they prescribe acetaminophen to reduce the fever to prevent other damage. And so it's just a question that's why talking to your doctor is the right way to go, because they're going to be able to balance what harms could be caused by not taking the Tylenol versus what potential harms there might be with taking it, which aren't very strongly determined right now.
So not unlike any other issue that's out there in today's world, obviously the social media is blowing up on this issue, because allegedly at some point in 2014 as well as in 2017, Tylenol issued a statement that you should not take Tylenol during pregnancy. It's not what the guidance reads on the bottles. I went and looked at the liquid form, the pill form and the gel form this morning, which we happen to have in my house. And I looked at the labels of every one of them this morning, and they said, consult your physician.
I think so. Drug companies have to be really careful, because they can only recommend use that is approved by the FDA. And the FDA only approves use when there's been a study on a particular population, and it's been proven safe and effective. And so because these studies generally don't include pregnant women, drug companies generally can't recommend use of their drugs for pregnant women without potentially incurring lawsuits from the FDA and pushback. And so drug companies are very careful not to recommend their drugs for anything that hasn't been explicitly approved by the FDA, and I think that's probably what's going on here.
And I have to imagine the change of heart for Tylenol was probably in concert with guidance from the FDA, moving from do not take if you're pregnant to consult your physician if you are pregnant, because that seems to me the most relevant and current guidance being provided by healthcare professionals.
Yeah, and I think the do not take if, or I think what you're referring to might be, I don't know if that was on a label or if it was just a social media tweet that Tylenol said, we do not recommend the usage for pregnant women. So I don't know if that was on their
label. I wasn't able to validate it. I tried finding an official thing from Tylenol. It looks official. I don't know, but the social media, that's why I said social media is going crazy about an alleged 2014 guidance and a 2017 guidance. Don't know whether or not that truly happened or not. Some folks on mainstream media have referred to it. I don't know whether or not they've been able to validate it, but things change, right? I mean, this is not static. It's dynamic. It changes. There are different things that appear and it's not really a big move from do not take to consult your physician.
Yeah, and I think it's also might be driven by the lawsuits. I think they're being sued pretty regularly, and so just to be on the safe side, they pass the buck to saying, talk to your doctor and he'll advise you. I mean, I think acetaminophen and Tylenol have been used in this context for a long time, for decades, because they are superior to the previous treatments.
Yeah, you know, in the end, the guidance that came out, what I'm having a real difficult time with this administration and getting my head wrapped around this issue, what was the exigency? Why now? I mean, I know that there was a recent study that was revealed, but it didn't say anything really. At the end of the day, and the outcome and the recommendation is still, it's no different than it was before. Consult your physician.
I think that's right. I don't know the earth-shattering revelation.
I mean, there's not an earth shattering. Am I missing an earth-shattering revelation here? I don't know.
Not that I'm aware of. I think they're just saying, practice a little caution. It's like, well, that's pretty much always good advice.
And of course, we fuel everything that goes out there. I'm looking at social media, and we have obstetricians, gynecologists, fertility specialists, doctors exposing their pregnant bellies and popping Tylenols, and feel like they have some moral obligation or duty to their patients to do that. Sometimes I think we have completely and totally lost our mind.
I couldn't agree more. I think the worst thing you could do is follow a politician's medical advice, and that is just as bad as doing the exact opposite of what the president says just to spite him.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. But, I mean, sometimes you do this to yourself, and I think it was reckless the way that they approached this. I really do. I think it's premature. It wasn't necessary. The guidance is the same. I'm not sure what we're warning exactly against, because I don't see a whole lot of evidentiary support for this.
There
would have been much better served to say the uncertainty has not been resolved, right? But consult your physician.
I think it's an unfortunate thing that medical advice now is going through the same filter of nationally televised and social media outrage machine.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think it's reckless and careless, but we'll see where this all leads. And maybe, hopefully, this will be the end of this approach to dealing with it. Maybe, maybe not. Jeremy Nagosian, Senior Fellow and Economist at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time and your insight, and have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. We will be right back, folks. I don't know. Did that clear it up? It's about as clear as mud, right? 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with
us. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This. Welcome back, folks. The UK, France, Canada, Australia, and several others, as France has kind of led this initiative to support a Palestinian state, and it continues. Who does it really help? And is this the appropriate time to have this recognition? Eugene Kantorovich, Senior Research Fellow in the Heritage Foundation, Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom, joins us. Eugene, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on, Chef.
Very complex issue. Sometimes timing is everything. The fact that Macron is leading this group, meeting with folks, trying to garner more support to create a Palestinian state, but they're not providing a lot of details here, are they? And what does this actually mean? Is this a win for Hamas? Or, as they're saying, no, this really doesn't help Hamas at all?
So it's a huge win for Hamas. And I think on this point, we have no better authority than Hamas, which has said this is a huge win for us, because it's clear that this is in response to the war that Israel has been waging with Hamas, against Hamas, since October 7th, to get the hostages back and to destroy this group that attacked, maimed, murdered, raped, and mutilated its citizens. That war has been played on the European media and some American media to portray Israel, which is defending itself from Hamas attack, which still doesn't have all of its hostages back, as the aggressor, even though the ratio of civilians to combatants killed in this war is more favorable than in any modern urban conflict, including many that America itself has fought. So Hamas has one strategy: hide behind civilians, and either Israel is afraid to attack, in which case they win, or if the civilians get killed, say, they're killing civilians, in which case they win in the form of diplomatic victories like this given to them by the European Union. And this is not just me saying this. Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, has now said repeatedly that all the hard work President Trump put into negotiations to try to get the hostages released, to try to end the war, something he's made a priority since the beginning of his term, that all went out the window as soon as Macron started talking about recognizing a Palestinian state.
What's interesting is
Macron just, take the wins.
Yeah. What's interesting is the duality of their position, because for a long time they were saying that, you know, there's going to be an incredible difficulty in defeating Hamas for a long time. And now they want to say that this one recognition is now going to be a defeat for Hamas. How does that work?
Well, no one really believes that this is a defeat for Hamas. They're just saying that because they, you know, are embarrassed about what they're actually doing, which is rewarding Hamas. That's the most obvious understanding. This keeps Hamas in power. It makes Hamas more popular. But more importantly, there's another duality. There is no Palestinian state. And these countries themselves admit it. They say, we are recognizing a Palestinian state so that in the future there can be a Palestinian state. That's not what recognizing a country means. Recognizing a country means saying that country exists. And there is no country of Palestine. Now, lots of people maybe deserve countries, like the Kurds, like the Uyghurs, like the Druze, but there's no international legal entitlement to having a country. And if you look at, you know, deserving, the Palestinians would probably be at the bottom, because they have waged a war of terror against the Jewish people. And what does that show to separatists in other parts of the world? So we should not be peaceful, like, you know, the Kurds or the Druze, right? We should engage in mass terror.
They go on to say that this is the only solution that will allow for Israel to live in peace. And, you know, and calling the move a defeat for Hamas. Well, that's interesting, too, right? Because they've been in the Gaza, the Palestinians. Israel left, you know, the IDF and others left Gaza. They governed themselves. Right. They continue to try and kill Jews.
A Palestinian state would be the end of Israel. Because basically, you'd have another October 7th, but imagine October 7th if instead of gliders, they had jet planes. Instead of guns, they had artillery. The Palestinians already govern themselves. People don't realize that. But Israel is not providing government services in Gaza or in the Palestinian areas of Judea and Samaria, the West Bank. They're governing themselves. The only thing that a state has that they don't is the ability to bring in immigrants, which they would do to flood Israel, and buy weapons in the open market. That would be the end of Israel. So he's really setting the stage for the destruction of Israel. And why should Israel take Macron's word on what's good for security for Israel? Israel, I think, has shown that it is pretty good at its own security, whereas Macron has his cities are on fire. He has colonial possessions around the world that are also on fire. His country has been flooded with a wave of migrants. And many areas around Paris are no-go zones for the police. He's going to teach issues on lessons in security.
Mm-hmm. So there is another concern, though, right? I mean, you've got the UN back there. They're ready to chomp at the bit to be able to support a Palestinian state. I mean, part of what their frustration has been in trying to move forward their initiatives is they're not a state. But they would help, I believe, foster all kinds of diplomatic agreements on behalf of a Palestinian state immediately, so quickly, in such a reckless fashion, who knows what the outcome would be?
No one talks about the basic idea of a Palestinian state. Israel is a country with a majority Jewish population. It also has a 20-something percent Arab minority. But when they say Palestinian state, they don't mention what the leader of the Palestinians, Mahmoud Abbas, the ostensible leader, has said is a minimum condition, which is that there be no Jews there. And you mentioned, first of all, Palestinian state means ethnic cleansing of the Jews in that area and the preparation for the ethnic cleansing of the rest of the Jews in Israel, which is clearly their agenda. And you talked about international agreements. Israel made an international agreement with the Palestinians called the Oslo Accords. And what it specifically said is any decision about statehood would only be made in bilateral negotiations with Israel. And Israel traded land for peace. It put itself in a vulnerable position. It exposed itself in a way that resulted in thousands of dead from Palestinian terrorism. And in the end, the Palestinians go to the Europeans and say, hey, recognize us as a state anyway. Again, this does not mean they have a state. You know, believing in fairies, recognizing fairies, does not make them real. But it does create diplomatic problems for Israel, and it strengthens and emboldens Hamas. Who could have thought that in the 2 years since the October 7th massacre, as Hamas continues to keep and torture hostages, more countries would give this diplomatic reward of Palestinian state recognition than in the 10 years before. It just shows violence works.
Yeah, the whole negotiation process with Hamas, I think, has been very sloppy. No proof of life. You know, they're dictating the terms. We're exchanging thousands of prisoners for a small number, and I understand the emotions wrapped around this and everything else. But you made an observation that I would love you to expound on for the benefit of my listening audience. How many times in modern times has Israel actually given up land, given up part of its geography, in order to reach and to achieve peace?
I'd have to count them, but at least five or six. The most important, in 1967, in the Six-Day War, Israel not only recaptured and liberated Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, it also took the entire Sinai Peninsula from Egypt. Now, that was equivalent to 90% of 90% of the territory of Israel. It's huge. It's like doubling the size of Israel. And it was the only place that Israel had actual oil reserves. It returned that to Egypt in the 1979 Camp David Accord. It has returned some serious territory to Syria in 1974, following the Yom Kippur War. In 2005, it completely left the Gaza Strip. It took out, it didn't just take the army out, it also took the Jews out, because, of course, Jews can't live safely without, if the IDF is not there to protect them. So And since then, what did they get? Instead of Israel being in Gaza, Gaza came into Israel. And instead of Jewish civilians living in Gaza, you have Jewish hostages living in dungeons. So what this shows is it's not Israel, you know, control of territory that, and there are many other examples, several other examples. In Oslo Accords, Israel also withdrew from parts of the Judea and Samaria, resulted in the Second Intifada. 2 years ago, Israel gave maritime territory to Lebanon, and it resulted in Lebanon, Hezbollah opening up, you know, a barrage of missiles that emptied out the northern 20% of Israel. Land for peace doesn't work because the other side does not want peace. And we've tried it so many times, it's ridiculous now.
Well, you know, this is the typical definition of insanity. We're trying the same thing over and over again in the hopes of achieving a different result. And it seems like a lot of these political leaders, I don't know if they're rewriting history, they don't remember it, they didn't read it. But why do they think it's going to be any different now? I mean, it's been a lot more violent, a lot more caustic. You know, we now have, I think the other day, Israel was bombed by the Houthis. That continues. Mm-hmm. You know, meanwhile, you have Iran on the floor of the UN, you know, pontificating all kinds of notions about what should happen. And is still funding and financing the Houthis and others.
So you make some great points. And I think what I would say is the people who we're talking about, Francois Macron, he may be a jerk, but he's not stupid. He may be an idiot, but he's not stupid. So if we've been doing the same thing each time Israel leaves territory, instead it does not get peace, and it gets war, and it gets dead civilians, dead Jewish civilians, we have to think that maybe they're not against that consequence. That is to say, for them, Palestinian state is a weird kind of religion, right? Weird because they don't care about a Kurdish state or a Druze state or a Uyghur state or a Somaliland state. But specifically, I think because it's the negation of the Jewish state, they have made this their ideal at all costs. That is to say, I think you told Macron, look, you're going to do this, and Hamas is going to, you know, it's going to strengthen Hamas. Of course, he's going to say, no, we don't want to strengthen Hamas. But he won't actually mind. And you can judge that by their actions. They, you know, the prospect of dead Jews does not deter them.
Is there a political aspect to this for him in France? I mean, you know,
Macron's popularity is so low that he makes Joe Biden look like Ronald Reagan. It is hard to find a guy. His government has actually lost confidence, which means his government's collapsing. He does not command a majority of his government. He'll be likely forced into elections. And he is basically irrelevant in France now. He has no power in France. And so he's trying to make himself a world leader on the national and international stage. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to hit a last grasp at relevance. To be seen as a statesman by inserting himself into foreign conflicts he has nothing to do with because no one takes him seriously at home.
Yeah, you know, these are dangerous propositions. And I go back to, you know, the Arab community, and none of them, the Syrians, the Jordanians, the Egyptians, UAE, nobody wants the Palestinians. Why? And I keep asking, why is that?
Interesting. It's interesting, especially when you compare it with other wars, right? So 6 million people have fled Ukraine, and they've found European countries to take them. People have fled Syria, and they have found countries to take them. But Syria doesn't want to take any of the Palestinians. So I think there's a couple of reasons. First of all, they see them as violent terrorists who will cause problems in their own countries. That's one reason. But another set of reasons for some of the countries, not all of them, is that they want to incur. They want this problem to continue. So they want to destabilize Israel. But I think what's crucial is people need to understand there has been no war like this in which the population in the war zone has not been allowed to flee anywhere. People have fled Afghanistan. They've fled Iraq. Nobody can flee Gaza because Egypt has sealed up the border. Egypt gets $3 billion a year in U.S. aid. It is the second largest regular recipient after Israel, and America doesn't really get any security benefit from it. Egypt, I would say, is a partner in this crisis, a partner with Hamas.
Well, I totally agree. There's so many ways that they could assist, and they just turn their back on the whole issue, right?
They lock them in. They lock them in.
Yeah. And the only time you see them rear their head is when things are looking to be to become more favorable towards Israel. You know?
Right.
And then they want to get involved.
Because they can't get over the fact that Israel whooped them in 1948, in 1956, in 1967, and in 1973. So for them, that's a grudge and a dishonor that they still harbor. And so whatever weakens and causes problems for Israel, they actually want to encourage, even if it means prolonging this war. And that goes against American interests.
Absolutely incredible. This is really a disappointment. These are allegedly U.S. allies, and obviously there is a huge chasm and delta between where we are in this country and where they are, and the numbers are increasing.
Undermining President Trump.
Yeah,
they're affirmatively undermining President Trump.
No doubt about it.
Spain
Eugene
now is sending a ship. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, Spain is sending a ship now to protect the Greta Thunberg flotilla to resupply Hamas. Spain refused to send a ship to help America fight the Houthis.
Yeah.
These are not real allies. Yeah.
Interesting. What does she have, like one boat or something?
They're sending it.
Yeah. Crazy. Eugene Katorovich, thank you so much for joining us. Senior Research Fellow in the Heritage Foundation's Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom. Appreciate your time, your insight. Have a great weekend.
My pleasure. Take care.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Stay with us. So these are very controversial subjects, both this Tylenol issue, folks saying, you know, texting in, oh, you weren't tough enough on Donald Trump. I said what they did was reckless. It was careless. And then I have the other side, you know, that says, oh, I completely support Dr. Oz and Robert F. Kennedy. Well, all of this, both sides can be true. We can support them. But when you go to the guidance, that's what I'm saying here, is when you go to the guidance, what the guidance basically said was consult your physician. So that wasn't an earth-shattering finding and recommendation. I mean, that's what it says on the Tylenol bottle itself. But the president wanted to go further. He wanted to make something bigger out of this, and he failed miserably, quite frankly. And I just don't understand why, what it is that he was trying to accomplish by saying, don't take Tylenol, don't take it, fight like hell not to take it. And then he goes on to say, there is no downside to not taking it. Well, the reality is there is. Because, and that's why I brought up the point that chronic high fever during pregnancy, there are study after study after study that says that it can impact the fetus. So the downside is there needs to be something that has to be, that some type of medication to take to reduce the fever. I don't know what that is if it's not acetaminophen. I don't know what else is available. I'm not a physician. But they didn't talk about that. So don't go out there and say there's no downside, because there is. There is a downside. And I just think it's careless and it's reckless, and I'm not sure what it is they're trying to accomplish here. They have not made their case for a direct causal link between the taking of acetaminophen and whatever they want to say that it causes. They didn't connect those dots. And the guidance says consult your physician, which is exactly what's on the Tylenol bottle. So let me see how this is going to work. So we'll tear down Tylenol, right, in a very reckless and careless way, and their consultation and their advice on the bottles, the same thing that your healthcare, that your folks in the government are saying needs to be done. And we held a press conference about that. I don't know. You tell me. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. So these are very controversial subjects, both this Tylenol issue, folks saying, you know, texting in, oh, you weren't tough enough on Donald Trump. I said what they did was reckless. It was careless. And then I have the other side, you know, that says, oh, I completely support Dr. Oz and Robert F. Kennedy. Well, all of this, both sides can be true. We can support them. But when you go to the guidance, that's what I'm saying here, is when you go to the guidance, what the guidance basically said was consult your physician. So that wasn't an earth-shattering finding and recommendation. I mean, that's what it says on the Tylenol bottle itself. But the president wanted to go further. He wanted to make something bigger out of this, and he failed miserably, quite frankly. And I just don't understand why, what it is that he was trying to accomplish by saying, don't take Tylenol, don't take it, fight like hell not to take it. And then he goes on to say, there is no downside to not taking it. Well, the reality is there is. Because, and that's why I brought up the point that chronic high fever during pregnancy, there are study after study after study that says that it can impact the fetus. So the downside is there needs to be something that has to be, that some type of medication to take to reduce the fever. I don't know what that is if it's not acetaminophen. I don't know what else is available. I'm not a physician. But they didn't talk about that. So don't go out there and say there's no downside, because there is. There is a downside. And I just think it's careless and it's reckless, and I'm not sure what it is they're trying to accomplish here. They have not made their case for a direct causal link between the taking of acetaminophen and whatever they want to say that it causes. They didn't connect those dots. And the guidance says consult your physician, which is exactly what's on the Tylenol bottle. So let me see how this is going to work. So we'll tear down Tylenol, right, in a very reckless and careless way. In their consultation and their advice on the bottles, the same thing that your healthcare, that your folks in the government are saying needs to be done. And we held a press conference about that. I don't know. You tell me. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.